This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Made it to the end of another work week. Friday, December the 13th of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And today's already been a busy day for myself. Came in early to do some pre-recording here with Ian because today is always one of my favorite days of the year. It's an opportunity to be part of the award ceremony for the Win Brockmeyer Award. And it is an award given to the outstanding senior football player of the greater Wausau area. The schools involved since 1996 have been D.C. Everest, Wausau West, Wausau East, and Newman Catholic. And for the last few years, I've been honored and privileged to be a member of the selection committee, where each of the schools, they nominate one senior football player to be their nominee for the Brockmeyer Award. And then we have a meeting, myself, a member of the sports staff at Channel 7, also the four athletic directors of the schools. We get presentations about each of the players, not just on the football field, but also in terms of what they do in the classroom, what they do with extracurriculars, what they do in the community. I mean, that's a lot more than just what they do on the field. And obviously, you have to be very good on the field, but you also have to be very good in the classroom and be very good within the community and do Absolutely. A lot of special things as well. And it's always uplifting to see what these young men do. And it's also been very nice that all four of them were guests on our big high school sports show this fall. So I actually had already had a pretty good knowledge of these four young men who were nominated. And the four nominees this year were from Wausau West, Will McCorrison, also from Newman Catholic, Evan Graney, from Wausau East, Jesse Napgezik, and from D.C. Everest, Blake Bankston. And this morning, it's now time I can announce who the winner is, because we had the selection last week, a little more than a week ago. Oh, yeah? But we're all sworn to secrecy. We cannot we cannot leak it out, because you know, you want it to be a surprise. You don't want to have the leaks before the actual award ceremony.
Yeah.
And after a senior season helping his team to a Division I state semifinal appearance, D.C. Everest football standout Blake Bankston was named this morning the 2024 recipient of the Win Brockmeyer Award. The Brockmeyer, as I said, is awarded to the most outstanding high school football player of the greater Wausau area. Each player is nominated by their coach and must be a graduating senior who is outstanding on the football field, but also recognized for their leadership, courage, and sportsmanship. For winning the award, Bankston receives a $1,500 scholarship. The other nominees will receive a $500 scholarship. Will McCorrison of Wausau West, Evan Graney of Newman Catholic, and Jesse Napgezik of Wausau East. Bankston, really good story, too. Really a well-deserved honor. He came off a junior season a year ago that was cut short due to injury, and Bankston put up some amazing numbers this fall. He ran the football 305 times this year for 2,136 yards, 30 touchdowns. Bankston also caught 31 passes for 632 yards and 6 touchdowns as well. The Win Brockmeyer Award was first awarded in 1996, named for the legendary Wausau High School football coach. Brockmeyer coached at Wausau High School for 34 seasons from 1937 to 1970 and won an amazing 230 games against just 33 losses and 9 ties. So, again, just an amazing record. Back in the 1940s, Brockmeyer's teams won a very big number of games in a row.
Ooh.
And a streak that was a Wisconsin state record for 41 years. I'm not going to tell you what that record was, the winning streak, because what we're going to do is we're going to use that number as our number for the day.
Challenge accepted.
So there you go. Since it is the Win Brockmeyer Award Day, where the winner is announced, we're going to use a Win Brockmeyer piece of trivia as our number for the day. So later on in the
special
show.
Yep. Absolutely. So,
and just in case your folks are out there are new to the program, here in the second hour every day, we always wrap it up. The last segment of the show is, you know, we're serious all the rest of the time. And then mostly. And then we try to loosen it up in the last segment with our daily history lesson. And we are, talk about, I lost my train of thought there. We talk about famous events that occurred on this date in history, and today, December the 13th, we tell you about some celebrity birthdays, we tell you about some events that are happening on this date, and then we just finish it off the last couple of minutes with a number for the day. We make
That's
it a
right.
quiz. We give Ian three different choices for our number for the day quiz. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, and 33%. So basically every week, the goal is, number one, to be better than 33%. That
Absolutely.
Would be a passing grade. If you're below 33%, it's a failing grade. But then we always try to have, you know, we try to take it step by step with our goals.
That's
first,
right.
try to get the passing grade. Then try to make it a winning week where you have more right than wrong, which would be 3 out of 5. Then it's trying to get to the all-time best week that Ian has had, which was 4 out of 5. That was a pretty good week, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. That was a great week. I was on fire.
Yes, you were. So you had a week where you got 4 out of 5 right, but there's still that
holy grail.
Yes. The golden week.
Pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Exactly.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. I mean, when you think about
the
odds.
It's out there somewhere.
Yeah, but it's so hard. These are not easy. It's not an easy thing where it's an obvious pick, usually.
First day is the most important, because if you get the first day right, it really puts the pressure on.
Right. It actually makes it easier, because then all you have to do the rest of the week is get one more right to have a passing grade if you get it right the first day. And then all of a sudden, this gets you on the right track.
And this week, the pressure is really high, because I am currently 1 out of 4.
I know it. So it's like,
if I get today right, it's passing. But
yep.
If I don't get it right, I'll tie my record from last week, because I got 1 out of 5 last week, too.
Exactly.
And
so
that was interesting, because Monday through Thursday, they were all wrong. And then it was all on the line on Friday. And then I got it right. So I was able to salvage a little something out of that. So hopefully I can, you know, take the next step up and get a 2 out of 5. You know, get the, would that be a 40% if I got 2 out of 5?
Yep, be 40%. Okay. So, yep, that would be.
So right now I'm at 33 or 32. But, yeah, the goal is to get at least a passing grade this week.
Right. So the pressure is on. So hopefully you'll be able to take our Win Brockmeyer question. So that is the topic today. We always give you the topic here early in the second hour. The topic is Win Brockmeyer. So, and Win Brockmeyer, Wausau High School winning streak. So we're giving you a lot. We basically know what the topic is completely. So the win streak that served as a record for 41 years will be the number for the day. So we'll look forward to that a little bit later on in the program.
I like the added I challenge.
and again, congratulations to Blake Bankston for winning the 2024 Win Brockmeyer Award this morning. And also, real quick, something else about Win Brockmeyer, and I just love the fact that we can share a little bit about this historic figure here in Wausau. He had, at Wausau High School, he coached two players who would ultimately become Pro Football Hall of Famers, which is pretty amazing that two Pro Football Hall of Famers went to Wausau High, was coached by Win Brockmeyer, one of which was Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. He was back in the 1940s. He played at Wausau High.
It's quite the nickname.
He would go to Wisconsin. He would play for the Los Angeles Rams for a long time, become a Pro Football Hall of Famer. And then he'd become the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin in the 1970s and 1980s. So,
that's awesome.
He had quite a career and quite a life. And the other Pro Football Hall of Famer that was coached by Win Brockmeyer was Jim Otto. He was with the Oakland Raiders. He played for the Raiders from 1960 through 1974. I don't think he ever missed a game, if I'm not mistaken. He was one of the tough guys. And he had one of the unusual lineman numbers, because normally linemen in football are like either in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. Those are the numbers that the linemen usually wear. But he had number 00. And I think it had to do with his name, because he Otto, O-T-T-O, so O and O at the end, and then his number was 00, and he was a legendary Oakland Raider player for many, many years, and he was also inducted into the Professional Football Hall of Fame. So, again, there's so much history involved, and that's one of the great things about this award, is people can remember Win Brockmeyer, can remember the players that he coached and the history of high school football here in central Wisconsin. So it's just really, really good stuff. Coming up tonight, speaking of high school sports, we have high school basketball. The Wausau West Warriors open up play on the boys' side in the Wisconsin Valley Conference tonight. Not going to be easy taking on one of the preseason favorites in the league, the Stevens Point Panthers. I will be heading down to Stevens Point for all the play-by-play of that one, starting at 7 o'clock for the pregame show and 7:15 for the opening tip. And do you remember why we do high school sports?
I do. It's because we are very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly.
Very
right.
Very proud.
And tonight, basketball. Tomorrow, we have two hockey games, Central Wisconsin Storm and the Wausau West Warriors. We'll tell you about that coming up as we continue here on a Friday. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Chat and Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes with Ian Welch, and I want to mention something real fast here, that tomorrow from 8 till 9 a.m., it is another edition of the Wausau Business Show. And it's an interesting show tomorrow because, of course, I do Wausau West High School football, and the head football coach at Wausau West is Matt Johnson. Matt knows the guys from the Wausau Business Show. They all went to Wausau West around the same time.
Cool.
And tomorrow on the show, they're giving the guys on the business show, Ryan and Paul, are giving a surprise to their friend Matt Johnson.
Nice.
And Matt Johnson was a big fan of Dave Craig. Are you familiar with Dave Craig at all? Maybe before your time.
I don't think I've heard of that.
Okay, Dave Craig played in the NFL for a lot of years. He played for like 15, 16, 17 years. I mean, just a very long career.
Okay.
And he played for the Seattle Seahawks most of the time, and he also played for a few other teams, but mostly for the Seattle Seahawks. But he started as a quarterback at DC Everest. He went to school here in central Wisconsin at DC Everest. And Matt Johnson was a big, big fan of Dave Craig. And as part of the show tomorrow, the guys, Ryan and Paul, set things up for Matt to see Dave Craig, to meet him and to have a conversation. So part of the show will be Matt Johnson and Dave Craig. And so it should be very, very interesting to hear that show tomorrow. It's one of those surprise things. And actually, it was recorded last week, because they put together their show. And I actually ran into Matt Johnson at the hockey game on Tuesday, and he said, yeah, here's the big star of the Wausau Business Show. And because he had already known about this, and it sounded like it went really well. So tomorrow morning, make sure you tune in from 8 till 9 for the Wausau Business Show right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And then stick around after that, from 9 to 11 a.m., the one and the only Sully and Sully's College Football page, where Dan Sullivan, who is the editor and the founder of Sully's College Football page, I'm scheduled to be here again tomorrow. And I'm trying to think, is there any way? Because I got the game tonight.
Are you trying to find a way
I know, and I got two hockey games tomorrow. I got the girls' game, the Storm taking on St. Croix Valley at 2 o'clock, and then the Wausau West DC Everest Marathon Cup championship game at 7:30. I'm thinking, I've already got a long day. I'm going to have a long night. I don't want to come in tomorrow. I shouldn't be complaining on the air because I enjoy doing it with Sully. He's a great guy, but it's like,
a couple hours.
I get tired of talking, though. I just keep talking and talking and talking here. But this week, the college football playoff bracket was released, so I'm sure Sully's going to break that down. The bowl games are going to be starting up. He's got this Christmas trivia thing going as well. I got them all right. Did you catch that last week?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Was I on fire or what? I usually don't have it's usually you that's doing all the trivia stuff, but
no, you were on a fire, absolutely. I mean, those trivia questions are, well, I say all the trivia questions are a lot of fun, but especially the holiday trivia is one of my favorites.
So even if you're not a college football fan, you can tune into Sully's College Football page for a big chunk of Christmas trivia tomorrow.
And test those mental muscles on your holiday trivia.
Exactly. So we'll see. I'll dig myself out and get here and suck it up. But, tomorrow 9 to 11 a.m. And then, of course, we do have Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey at 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff, and then Wausau West and D.C. Everest in the Marathon Cup Championship game tomorrow night at 7:30 as well. I'm just getting tired thinking of that. What about you? What's on the itinerary for you this weekend?
Not really too much, actually. Saturday, I'll be working at the radio station, so not really.
Which we appreciate.
Yes, absolutely. But a Sunday, actually, I'm working on a going to the theater with a good friend of mine, Nathan Grumman, and the two of us are going to see Wicked.
Oh!
We're planning on seeing it in the afternoon. We're just trying to decide on a time that we should go to the show. I'm very excited to see it with him.
And the
Nathan
thing,
and I are huge musical theater people. And,
and that's the movie version, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are
part
very
one.
Excited to see this movie.
Part one and two. No, actually, I got to find the time because I really would like to see that. I have not. I don't have the time. It's just insanity.
You know, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Well, then I need to find the I need a big chunk of time.
Commercials, it's almost 3 hours. So just plan accordingly.
Exactly. So, hey, everybody, get out there. Have some fun this weekend. It's going to get warmer. But again, tomorrow, may not want to travel too much evening into the overnight on Sunday morning. It looks like it could get a little bit iffy. So keep an eye on that. Hey, we got an information update coming up, and then we'll be back with more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:34. It is, what is it right now? Because I mentioned earlier, as we believe in transparency here, right, Ian? We believe in transparency that if I'm live, I'm going to tell you I'm live. If I'm on recorded, you know, audio, whatever you want to call
live.
But for the first parts of the show, up until now, it was all pre-recorded. I came in early, you came in early, we recorded it up, and then I went over across the street to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin and was part of the committee that chose the Win Brockmeyer Award that we talked about earlier, and then came over here, and I didn't know what we're going to talk about in this segment. I thought, I don't know what we're going to do, so I said to the winner of the Win Brockmeyer Award, Blake Bankston, come on over. Let's chat for a few minutes, and since we're so close, and he was nice enough to come on by. Blake, number one, congratulations what does it mean to you to win this award? I mean, it's such a I think it's a significant award. I mean, especially this year, as I mentioned that this year Central Wisconsin football was, I thought, taking big strides forward. All four of the schools that were represented today made the playoffs. What does winning the Brockmeyer mean to you?
It definitely means a lot. It's just like a capstone of the season that we had, not only for myself but just for the team, to bring the award back to the 25 senior class and just the team in general. It feels awesome to just get that award to finish the season off strong, you know.
Talking about your team, it's been a process the last number of years as Everest football seems to be taking steps. You've taken steps during your time at in high school and ultimately to a state semifinal appearance this year. From your beginnings, getting on the football program at DC Everest to this season, making it to the semifinals, what was the difference? What was the impetus maybe for the improvement for your team?
I think it was just everyone buying into the team. Getting our head coach a little late We weren't really sure about how the season was going to go, but I know all the seniors were ready for whatever was going to happen. And so we just kind of got everyone else on the team on board to what we were going to do. And we were like, all right, this is our season. We're going to go out there and win. And everyone bought in the weight room in the off season, and then even in the open fields. And then once practice started, it was go time from there. And just everyone did a tremendous job this season. It was amazing.
This year, you ran it just an amazing amount of times. I mean, yeah. I mean, to you touched the football running the ball 305 times for 2,136 yards and 30 touchdowns. And then you add 31 catches for another 632 yards and 6 touchdowns. Yeah. Those numbers are amazing under any circumstances. But last season, you got hurt midway through the season. You suffered a knee injury. You had to come back. Your coach at the award ceremony today talked about that. What was, number one, the extent of your injury? How serious was it? How long did the rehab did you have to go through? And were there any doubts that you'd be able to carry the load that you did this season?
Yeah, well, I tore my MCL. I forget what grade it was. I think it was a grade three tear. And so I was out for like 3 months without doing anything. I was in it's just a brace, and I was locked in it for a while, so I couldn't bend that knee for a long time. And then I had to wear it again for like 3 or 4 more weeks. No, it was 3 weeks with it unlocked just for more stability. And then right away I started the rehab because I wanted to make it back for the wrestling season. So I started my rehab right away with physical therapy, and then I just did as much like conditioning on like the elliptical or and then when as soon as I could, I'd get on the treadmill and started running just to get my conditioning back. And then I was able to make it back just after a little over halfway through the season and make it to state wrestling. So going into the season, I didn't really have any doubts about how my knee was going to hold up. I just kind of knew that the work that I'd put in with the team in the wrestling season in the weight room and just in the practice room in general, but then even in the off season, I knew that the work that we put in as a team was going to lead our bodies to not getting as banged up as normal just because of how much more work we put in than last year. So
again, we're talking to the 2024 recipient of the Win Brockmeyer Award given to the outstanding senior football player of the Wausau area, nominees from Wausau West, Wausau East, New McCathic, and DC Everest, and this year from DC Everest, Blake Bankston. You mentioned the weight room aspect for your entire team. I imagine when your leg is immobilized basically for 3 to 4 months that there's some atrophy. I imagine that the weight room was a big factor for you in terms of getting back to the level physically to be able to do what you did on the field this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big part, and I knew that going out for 3 months, my competition was going to be 3 months ahead of me, so I knew that there I couldn't really have any excuses. I just had to go do it. I mean, what happened, and that's just the way it is, so I knew I had to come back from it stronger. So
what about the mentality of getting the ball that much, because not many players get the ball that much? I mean, in the end, when you think about it, you're probably touching it about roughly 30 times a game on average.
Yeah.
I mean, that on average, that's a heavy load for 1 week, where you know you do it over and over and over again. And your coach mentioned the fact that I think in that Stevens Point overtime game you touched the ball what, more than 50 times?
Yeah, it was, I think it was 50 exactly. Yeah.
So the mentality of I call it a bell cow back. You know, you just know when the bell rings, you're going to get that football. Is that something that you crave, that you thrive on? Was it something you had to adjust to? Because, again, football, a collision sport, you know, a physical sport, you get hit by big, strong opponents all the time. The mentality behind that, was that something you had to develop? Because, again, I imagine this was the first year that you were anywhere close to that level of touching the football.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely mentality just like wanting to get the ball and knowing that you're going to be able to beat the guys in front of you. But, I mean, developing that mental part was huge for me. But a lot of it was the O-line. I had a lot of trust in them that they were going to be able to get their job done. And so, I mean, running behind them, it wasn't super physically tolling on my body because they were able to move guys. And so, I mean, really all the tackles were either safeties or linebackers, which is huge when, I mean, the defensive linemen are massive. And I trust that my guys up front are going to be able to move them. So, I mean, it was awesome to see those guys up front just strive this season. So,
winning this award is more than just the numbers you put on the stat sheet, or just more about more than what you do on the field. It's about your work in the classroom. It's your work in the community. Can you talk a little bit about the balance that you have, where you still find time for, you know, not just getting by in the classroom, but trying to excel in the classroom, or and then trying to be involved in some other activities, whether you know, it's a charity events, whether it's religious education. I know, again, because you came on our program back during the season, and we had to kind of work around your schedule because you had on Wednesday evening unavailable. How did you go about trying to make sure that you do have the balance that, hey, I'm still putting everything I need to in order to be as successful as possible on the football field, but not letting other aspects of your life slip back because of that?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely took a lot of, like, I wouldn't say trial and error, but just time to figure out what was my main priority, and it was school. So you got to, like, set things aside to be able to accomplish things. So, I mean, a lot of it was my parents helping me out and just figuring things out with me. So, I mean, it's working right now, and I mean, I don't feel super stressed all the time, so it's nice.
You mentioned you're also a wrestler.
Yep.
Are you in the midst of the wrestling season right now?
Yep. Yeah, I took 3 weeks off right after the season. I just needed a little break on the body. But yeah, I started last week, and I've been practicing now. So yeah, we're on a roll now.
I heard you talking before we came over here. You had a meet against West last week that Everest was able to earn a W in. Were you on the mat in that meet?
Yep. Yeah, that was my first match back.
How'd you do?
I got a pin in the first period. So yeah, it was a quick one. I don't know if my body's fully in wrestling shape yet, but
that said, having success in the fall, does it give you even a confidence when you hit the mat? Does that kind of momentum carry over from the fall to the winter where, hey, things went really well in the fall? And obviously, when you look at what you did, are you able to carry that into your wrestling this winter?
I think so, and I think the mentality is a huge part of it. So, I mean, having that motto of, like, I'm going to go beat the guy in front of me is huge for wrestling in general, just because it's a – at the beginning of the match, it's a mind game of who wants it. And even at the end of the match, it's who wants it more. So you just got to have that mentality.
As you look forward, and I know you haven't made a decision exactly where you're going to school, so I'm not going to ask you to start bouncing that around. But is the hope to continue playing football at the college level?
Yep, yeah, definitely. I think football is my most favorite sport. Wrestling is a close second. But I love competing with a team and just the brothers that football creates. So I'm leaning towards football.
In terms of, again, no specifics, but when you've gone through this process, and I just think it's interesting because as a young man, this is a major decision in your life where you decide to continue your academic career and your athletic career. What are the things that you've tried to put into your mind that you're looking for that next step?
I mean, coaches is a huge part of it. So, I mean, I'm always looking for coaches that I can see myself playing for and having a relationship with. But not only the coaches, it's just like the feeling that I get when I go there, and just like the players and how they talk about their coaches and players, as like players talking about other players, and just how they have a bond. Because I think that's a huge part for me, is going to a team and not just being a team. It's being brothers on the field and wanting to play with them. So
academically, do you have an idea of a course of study, or is that something that's going to develop as you go?
I think it's still got to develop a little bit, but I'm leading towards like sports medicine or something. I want to stay around sports. So
that's interesting, because when somebody who goes through an injury like you did, I mean, obviously you had to be ultimately the one involved in after the injury occurs, knowing what happened, and then the whole process of trying to rehabilitate. Did that give you even a greater interest in that area?
I think so, definitely. It's like I want to give back to like the people that helped me get back as soon as I did. I want to be able to do that for other people, and like helping them figure out a way to get through their injury as fast as possible. So I definitely think that played a big part in it.
What do you like to do to get away from it all? Because again, I mean, just looking at your packet, you do so much with both on the field and off the field. What is it that allows you to maybe take a deep breath once in a while?
I mean, it's probably on Sundays watching football. I'm a big Viking fan, so.
Well, you're having a fun year then.
Yeah, that's right. I love to watch football. I mean, really any sports. I don't know if I really like to take a break from things. I always like to keep keep some type of sport in my life. So.
Maybe that's something that we think about when we get older.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Viking?
Right now, Justin Jefferson.
Good choice.
Yeah, I think overall, though, probably Adrian Peterson.
So. Yeah, legend.
Yep.
Are they going to break this curse and go deep in the playoffs this time around?
I'm hoping so. I mean, we're down Christian Darrisaw, our big left tackle, and I mean, we're still winning games. So after he got hurt, I thought, uh-oh, but I mean, we're still getting it done. So
were you able to crow a little bit with your teammates after they won in Green Bay earlier
yeah,
this year?
Definitely, yeah.
Well, Blake, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful award. It really is, I think, something that the whole community can be proud of in terms of acknowledging your success on the field and off the field, and the success of your team, obviously, as well this year, along with the success of the three other finalists and their teams as well. But really appreciated our conversation early in the season. Enjoyed watching you on the field as well with DC Everest. Best of luck as you move forward.
Thank you.
And really, again, where are you going to put that plaque that I gave you earlier?
I'm not sure yet. I'm probably in my room somewhere, but we'll see.
Where's it right now? Did you give it to your parents?
Yeah, my parents have it. Yep. Yeah.
Don't lose that plaque.
Yeah.
It's a really cool plaque. It really was. It was fun to give it to you earlier today. But
thank you.
Blake Bankston of the DC Everest Evergreen, senior recipient of the 2024 Win Brockmire Award. I was very proud to be part of the presentation earlier today across the street over at the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, and we'll see if Ian Welsh can be as successful on his little journey here with the competition with our number for the day quiz. You need it.
Yes, I do.
If you don't get it right, you fail this week. If you get it right, you pass this week. That's pressure.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're gonna do that next part of our daily history lesson that's coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Keep the man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about? Yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Today is December the 13th of 2024. It is day number 348 of this year. We are down to 18 days remaining in this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1972, Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt began the sixth and final extravehicular activity, or moonwalk, of Apollo 17. This was the last manned mission to the moon of the 20th century. On this date, in 1983, the Denver Nuggets and the Detroit Pistons played in the highest scoring NBA game in history, with the Pistons winning 186-184 in triple overtime. In addition to most points in a game, this game also set the record for most field goals made and most assists. On this date in 2003, former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein was captured near his hometown of Tikrit. On this date in 2017, Salma Hayek accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault and threatening to kill her. And that was basically one of the early moves in the Me Too movement. On this date in 2018, German basketball forward Dirk Nowitzki took the court for his record 21st NBA season with the Dallas Mavericks, surpassing Kobe Bryant's 20 seasons with the LA Lakers. And on this date in 2022, scientists revealed the first of its kind audio of a dust devil. A NASA rover, by chance, had its microphone on when a whirling tower of red dust passed directly overhead. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Boy, what a legend. Dick Van Dyke, 99 years old today. Legend.
I actually heard about this last night from my mom that Malibu had wildfires, but he was fighting the fires by himself. I mean,
the man is so active. Yet
he had the hose in his pool. He's putting out the fires, but I just felt so bad for him because he was so exhausted by the end of it.
Oh man, it's wonderful he's doing it, but at the same time, Dick Van Dyke, you're too much of a treasure. We need
when
you.
He was interviewed about it. He said, "You know, you're 99 years old, right? Not 20." And he said, "Well, mentally, I'm 20."
Yes. What a man. What a man. Happy birthday.
What a legend.
Dick Van Dyke.
Happy birthday.
We got to make sure he stays with us. Get the big 100 next year.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx is 57 years old today. Steve Buscemi is 67. Also, Taylor Swift, 35 years old. You a Swiftie?
I am.
I'm a Swiftie, too. I love
Taylor
Swift.
I grew up on
Swiftie.
Her albums.
Yeah.
Very much.
So those are a few celebrity birthdays. Special events, ice cream day. It's cold enough to be ice cream day, right?
I actually had ice cream last night as a snack.
It is cocoa day. That fits better here for this time
definitely.
Of year. It is salesperson's day. And if you're a salesperson and want to work with us, we need a salesperson here, so contact us.
Yeah.
It is lost and found day. It is violin day. It is popcorn string day. And it is cream cheese frosting day.
It's also Friday the 13th today.
It is. I didn't
so
even think about
lucky,
that.
People, it's probably a good reason.
All right. It's time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And do you remember the topic?
We were talking about the Wynn Brockmire War, so we're keeping it in that theme.
Yep. Wynn Brockmire and a winning streak that he had as coach of Wausau High School.
Yes.
Okay. Here it is. And again, you have to get this one right.
I have to.
If you don't get it right, it's a failing grade. If you get it right, it's a passing grade. All right. Wynn Brockmire coached at Wausau High School for 34 seasons and won an amazing 230 games against just 33 losses and 9 ties. In the 1940s, Brockmire's teams went on a long winning streak, a streak that ended in 1946 and was a Wisconsin state record for 41 years.
Oh, my God.
How long was that winning streak for Wausau High School under Wynn Brockmire in the 1940s?
Thinking.
Was the correct answer 36 games in a row, 46 games in a row, 56 games in a row?
Longest winning streak in a Wisconsin record. 36, 46, or 56?
Yep.
Okay.
Record was held until 1987, 41 years.
It's a very impressive record.
Yes, it was. One reason why the big award today was named after him.
36, 46, 56, okay. Oh, this is very tough. Okay, I'm going to say, okay. Wow, the pressure's really getting to me now. I'm going to say, okay.
Man, the wheels are turning.
Yeah, seriously, you see the smoke coming out of my ears.
Go with your gut.
Okay. I'm going to say 46. I'm going with B. I'm saying a 46 winning streak. It's my final answer. I'm going with a 46.
All right. It's all on the line. Either 2 weeks in a row of failure or back on the winning track in terms of a passing grade. Wynn Brockmire's teams at Wausau High School in the 1940s won 46 games in a row.
Oh, I passed.
So not only was Blake Bankston a winner today, so was Ian Welsh.
Oh, yes.
Now you can enjoy your weekend, right?
Absolutely. So much better than last week.
Well, enjoy your weekend. We'll see you tomorrow, but enjoy the rest of your weekend as well.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody.
Thanks
Have
to
a great
Blake.
Weekend.
Yeah, thanks to Blake Bankston for joining me right after winning the Wynn Brockmire Award. And thanks as well to Andy Brandt, our guest in the first hour. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. And be back with us Monday here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.